Wow, they're set up. And Ricky was listening to the sound check and telling me how great these guys sound. You'll get to meet each of the five, and we'll learn more about their music and what they do. Now, they had a late gig last night and came all the way to Pittsburgh, which is nice. We appreciate your doing it. So let's now welcome the Train Jumpers.
All right, here's a little song called Society.
And it's you.
No use explaining.
Society, don't lie to me. Society, don't lie to me.
Walls are falling all around. With the last 2 months,
said I wanna leave this town.
With the last 2 months,
society, don't lie to me. Society, don't lie to me.
And there you've got the Train Jumpers. And I haven't had a chance to meet these guys yet. We've been setting up who's the best spokes model for the band. All eyes and all hands turned to... thank you, Matt. It's a lot easier to just hear your voice than to read the fine print in front of me. Tell me a little... What's your last name?
Matt Husel. I play guitar and sing. This is Travis Horde, plays the saxophone over here. Clifton Landis plays the guitar. Scott Harkness on the bass. And Brian Gorby on the drums back here in vocals.
Terrific. And a big thanks to Christy Cianelli, who is a longtime Saturday Light Brigade listener, who probably 6 months ago said we need to try to catch you at some point. Tell me a little bit about the group, how long you guys have been playing together. You're all from Wheeling or of Wheeling?
Yes, in the area there. We've done some traveling around and kind of got back to Wheeling. Brian and I have been together 16 years in various bands. And Train Jumpers been 5 years. Brian and I and Clifton, we've got this our third record that just came out. Scott's our new member. He's doing a great job. He played his first gig with us last night. And Travis has been about 2 years now on the saxophone over there. So our new album is, we're pretty proud of it and everything, so it's got everybody fully incorporated.
What's the name of it?
Wide-Eyed Tragic Myth.
And what's the best place to find out more about you guys online?
I would say our Facebook, the Train Jumpers Facebook, find us on there, and also www.thetrainjumpers.com.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've linked to your website this morning, to thetrainjumpers.com. I'll check to make sure that we have. Tell me about the first song. Is most of your material original? And tell me about the first one.
Yes, the song Society is on our new record, and yeah, we like to do original music, you know, express ourselves through that, and you know, it's just Society, Don't Lie to Me. I mean, it speaks of some of Wheeling's kind of like Pittsburgh undergone some down times, so you know, a little bit of that, and maybe a little bit of the myth that if you work hard, everything is going to work out for you. It's not always like that in these difficult economic times, and you know, just things like that.
Well, I know Wheeling quite well as a city from attending Capitol Music Hall jamborees for a long time, those jamborees, not the current jamborees, and from watching the city change. And in listening to that song, I was thinking a lot about the bigger and bigger gap between those who have and those who don't, because Wheeling is undergoing those kind of changes as well in the area, as many other cities. So it's great to have you guys up here, and we'll meet all the other band members in a little bit, but what would you like to play next?
Well, why don't we do a song, you know, I was thinking about our suspension bridge in town. This is a new one. It's called Bridge.
This is a brand new song here.
Too new for our new record.
Once again, the Saturday Light Brigade proud to have here the Train Jumpers. The Train Jumpers live at the Saturday Light Brigade. That song was a lot of fun, and it makes me want to run over to Brian Gordy, the drummer on that song, who amazingly didn't have a lot of toys there, just a tom and mostly a snare and some cymbals. And you got to have a lot of fun with that.
Two snares.
Oh, you got a little baby snare. I thought that was a tom. Yeah, a piccolo, or even smaller than that. Wow.
That's a little 10-inch snare.
Play that for a second.
You can do stuff and play breakbeats.
Yeah. That's what we use that for. And what's the bigger one sound like?
That's just a 14-inch. Regular
snare. Okay.
10-inch snare.
So the 10-inch is going to give you a little more lively of a sound and probably a much quicker response, too.
Sure, sure. And it's for the different reggae stuff, dub, and breakbeat stuff that we do.
So the tempo change in that song is it not only dramatic, but it builds. And being the rhythm of the band, it's got to be a little bit of a challenge, I would think, to get everybody moving together and working together on that.
It's just the whole energy of everything kind of just evolves and makes it kind of go where it goes, you know, on that tune.
Now, you and Matt have been together for 16 years.
Yes,
what does that take you back to? Did you meet in school?
We met back in 2005 at a Grateful... 1995, I'm sorry, not 2005, at a Grateful Dead festival. Both of our bands were playing there, and we kind of met backstage.
Nice.
It off and became friends from that day until present, you know. The rest is history.
I liked his fire and his energy, Larry. He was jumping around. I said, man, I want to play music with that guy. He was jumping up and down and jamming.
Excellent. Matt was saying, I think you're probably able to hear him, but he liked the energy so much. Let me turn to the other part of the rhythm section here, the new guy, who's Scott Harkness. And second day with the band, he seemed to be keeping up.
Yeah, I'm doing the best I can.
On a song like that, have you listened to these guys a lot? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I've known the guys in the band for a real long time. I played in a band with the guitar player Clifton back in the turn of the millennium, and he got with these guys, and, you know, I picked up the spot when they lost their guy a little bit ago, so, you know, I'm trying to work myself into the band, and...
Yeah, you guys sound great. The band, thanks, Scott. The band really sounds good, and I could see you guys really doing well in, you know, an all-ages environment as well as other club environments and outside, too, I would imagine. Do you have anything coming up?
We do. Our big show that I hope everybody in Pittsburgh and the surrounding area comes out July 23rd. We're headlining at the Thunderbird Cafe over in Lawrenceville, so it's a great venue. And Gray Area Productions is really doing a great job with us on that, and we thank those guys. And tonight we're in Columbus. We're leaving here, and we're going to Columbus. We're playing as part of the Calm Fest at the Woodlands Tavern tonight. So any you get Columbus people listening?
Well, we have an affiliate in New Concord, Ohio, which is not – it's certainly closer to Columbus than Pittsburgh. It's not that close to Columbus, but we have a lot of online people, and who knows? There might be folks in New Concord willing to take the drive over too. And you'll find the Thunderbird to be a great area to play.
Yeah, we really like it there. We've played a few shows there now, and it's fantastic. Yeah, they do a great job.
The Saturday Light Brigade, if you're just tuning in, thank you for doing so. Our live music segment every week designed to shine the light on folks that possibly you haven't heard from before who are in our midst doing great things with music. In this case, a little further from our midst, but Wheeling's not too far away. It's 23 after 11. They're called the Train Jumpers. And what's the next song, Matt?
We're going to do one off our new record. It's called Run in the Street.
Here again, the Train Jumpers. Thank you.
It's a wasteland, TSLA used to say. In the mountains, they can feel prey. So divorce from reality. All the powers are keeping them alive. I'm making some stuff to feel vacant. I work a weekend, they take it. Feels like running on a gauntlet. Assuming money on the toilet when I go to their mom. I wanna run in the streets, yeah. I wanna run in the streets, yeah. I wanna run in the streets, yeah. Every day is just the same, and I know I just wanna change. Every day just pass me by.
Train Jumpers live at the Saturday Light Brigade, and they sound great. I've been wanting to talk to the sax player, Travis, and you sound great.
Thank you.
And playing in this room, I hope, I was looking up at the ceiling. You know, we're in a large kind of cavernous room with an exposed terracotta ceiling, and I always love to hear saxophone in this room, and I hope you're enjoying hearing it the way it sounds, too, because it really bounces around. Do you play other instruments or primarily sax?
Yes, I think I play everything at this point.
Well, you really add a certain body to this band, the way you're playing. Have you played other genres with sax, or typically have you played in this kind of setting?
This is new to me. It's like an Appalachian roots rock thing that I like a lot. I've played jazz a lot. I've played in rock and funk bands, but this is newer and more fun.
Yeah, I can tell you're having fun listening to you play and watching you play. And we haven't had a chance to meet the guy who had a really great solo in that last song, particularly Travis Ward, by the way, is who that was. And this is Clifton Landis, and that was a great piece you did there. And anything you want to add about the band at all from your perspective?
No, just check out the website and come out and see us play. If we're in town.
Yeah, you sound really good. I mean, he's got the greatest shirt. A shirt, unfortunately, that, you know, how can I describe it on radio? But lots of records and wires and guitars and speakers and all sorts of other things. The Train Jumpers is the name of the group. You can learn more about them at thetrainjumpers.com and also at their Facebook site. And you can get to those directly or through our website. We have time, I think, for three more, if you've got that on your set list. What would you like to do next?
Well, why don't we do another new song? It's going to be on the new record, and a little happy song for you on a Saturday morning. It's a little something called Daylights.
Once again, the Train Jumpers.
Daylight in a hole.
perfect silence in the heat. A saying on the shortwave radio, somebody born today, yeah. I tried, I died, you know I feel alive. I heard somebody say, somebody say,
somebody say,
sense at all. Make everything so great and suddenly so small. Well, far away I was raging in another wasteland. Well, I felt it warmly on my face. I sang on a show with radio, somebody born today, yeah. Yeah.
I tried, I died, you know I feel alive.
I heard somebody say, I heard somebody say,
somebody say,
I heard somebody say.
The Train Jumpers playing live at the Saturday Light Brigade. My wife was mentioning, as she listens to you, she hears a little klezmer, she hears a little reggae, a little ska, some roots, some Appalachia, of course. And this isn't my wife, but it's. Do you have questions to ask? You introduce yourself to these folks first.
I am Mary Elsa. I wish you may have heard me before.
Yes, she is here visiting, Ariel. And did you have some? How old are you?
Seven
and a half. And a half. Okay. And you have a question or two?
Yeah. Well, what instruments do you exactly have?
You mean that do they have now?
Yeah.
Well, do you know what they all are?
Guitar, drums, bass, guitar, saxophone.
Very good. It's good that you did that because people listening don't necessarily know that, do they? Do you play any instruments?
I got a guitar, and when my great-grandmother died, we took in her piano.
Ah. Do you have a guitar like one of these, or do you have an acoustic guitar?
Acoustic.
And have you learned to play anything yet?
Not really.
Do you want some tips from any of these guys? Do you want to?
Yeah.
Let's see if Matt can give you some advice on becoming a guitar player, since Matt is one of the guitar players here.
I think those picture chord books are a good way to get started. Looking at the picture chords shows you where to put your fingers on there to make the chords, and then you'll be writing songs as good as us before too long, or probably tomorrow. And she's an excellent dancer, by the way. They're not seeing that at home, but she's a really good dancer.
Yes.
You take ballet.
It shows. It shows. You've been doing some good dancing.
I've been doing about 4 years of ballet.
And you're seven and a half.
Yes.
So you started ballet when you were three and a half.
Wait. Actually, I started when I was about five, so that would be how many years?
Well, you're seven and a half now. You started when you were five. Anybody? Seven and a half minus five. Two and a half. 2.5 years? That sounds good. Any other questions before they play their next song?
No.
Well, do you want to introduce them and just say, here again are the Train Jumpers?
Here again are the Train Jumpers.
Sometimes stories on Ben's dinner cigarette on a single onion skin build a wide eye tragic man. Cloned houses, haircuts, and fences, 2.5 kids, and tree line. Out in the wind, out in the wind. Tragic myth, in a wide-eyed tragic myth, in a wide-eyed tragic. Yeah, sometimes stories on Ben's train and cigarettes on a single roll of onion skin.
Saturday Light Brigade with the Train Jumpers. And Matt, what was the name of that?
That's called Wide-Eyed Tragic Myth.
And is that on the latest CD?
It's on the new. Yes, it is.
You can learn...
Title track.
There you go. You can learn more about these guys at thetrainjumpers.com. They have a show tonight in Columbus. If they're going to make the trip, you could too. And you get to relax once you're there. Well, these guys will probably... be relaxed, but they'll be performing. They also will be here a little later this summer at the Thunderbird in Lawrenceville. It's really been great to have you guys down here.
Great to be here, Larry. Thank you very much. You guys are doing great radio here, guys and gals. I mean, really good stuff, quality things.
Thanks. And I should say up here. I'm geographically challenged that way. You're up from West Virginia. We're going to have time for one more. I want to thank you for being here. What would you like to close out with?
Want to do Freight Lines? This is a brand new one too. This is a little kind of a Minnesota song, but a traveling song here called Freight Lines.
Thanks. Again, with our great thanks, the great Train Jumpers.
if it's too late. Too late.
The Train Jumpers, thank you guys. The Train Jumpers, what a great performance from them, and a lot of positive calls from people listening too. You can look for them tonight in Columbus, and soon, later this summer, at Howlers in Lawrenceville.